Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous, In Depth.
Tyler Cameron, is this your first time coming on the Almost Famous podcast?
No, I think I did yours when I got off the show. That, remember the, like right after the roast, my final roast ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
I met you the next morning and did a show with you. And I believe that's when I met Ashley as well.
That's pre-Tyler Cameron blow up. That was like the limbo stage before life for you just exploded.
Life flipped quite a bit after that. Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking about heartbreak in the next week, you know, you're on the cover of every magazine in the world. Well, it's nice to have you, man. It's nice to talk to you. A lot going on.
Yeah, definitely. So Ashley, she just had a baby, your co-host, right?
Yeah, she did. So you just get me today. She's like 4 days past being a mom. And so
everything's good. Everything's healthy.
So healthy. So good. In fact, Jared and Ashley sent me a couple pictures, 2 days ago, which was cool of them, 'cause I'm sure they're getting blown up, and, of them holding the baby. And it looks awesome.
That's great to hear. That's awesome.
So they're busy. You're busy. Okay. We have a lot to talk about today. We have about a half hour with you. If you can, most of the in-depths that we do are really to get to know the human behind the show. But you have a lot of, like I said, stuff happening right now. Who were you before the show started? Like, what was life looking like?
Oh man, I was just getting done my football career, you know, never made it. It was just a broke jock. I was with the Ravens twice, got cut before I could ever make a hint of money. And then, tried doing developmental league, was doing, you know, working construction, you know, full time, you know, training from 5 to 7, going to work from 8 to 4, and then training again from 5 to 7 at night for 6 months, went to the developmental league, blew my shoulder out. I was like, oh, there goes my football career. Went back, finished my MBA, started building houses, had like $200 to my name, went on the show, and everything just changed.
Was this, I mean, at what point then did you say, hey, the Bachelorette's an option for me?
It was actually like I was home studying, like doing my GC test or something like that. And I saw an ad for like the WWE or whatever. And as a joke, I filled it out, you know what I mean? Like to sign up for it. And I sent it to my boys as a group in the group chat from Wake Forest. And they're all cracking up like, dudes, find more stuff to sign up for. So I found the Bachelorette thing. I sent the most ridiculous stuff in as a joke again. And then it just kind of snowballed from there. So it was just kind of like something funny with the boys that kind of turned into all this.
So WWE, did they reach out?
Yeah, like 6 months after I was on the show.
I'm sure they did. They're like, you got to be kidding me. This is a home run.
Yeah. So you, as a kid, I always wanted to run around in red undies like Ric Flair, you know? So yeah. I would have went for it if they came first. So
has it been an option since then? Have you ever thought about it?
We've talked before and stuff like that. It'd be fun, but I just have so much going on. I'm not there yet.
I can't wait until like 2 years from now. Who knows what life has brought you? You're still thriving. And then the WWE comes and I turn on my TV and Tyler's Cameron's on the TV, you know, dancing off the ropes. It's kind of what happened to me with Saturday Night Live. I was watching Saturday Night Live in my bed, and all of a sudden you popped up on it. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. This guy's everywhere.
Yeah, that was just a random thing that turned out to be a lot of fun. So just take your opportunities.
You know, obviously, I don't know if there's anybody from the franchise who has made a bigger national name than you have coming from. And you weren't even a lead. I think that's something too. It's like, you weren't even a lead. You were on the show and then all of a sudden your name explodes and you've done a great job of managing it and navigating it post show. So you look back on this season, does it feel like two different, you know, lives, or have they all kind of came together?
Honestly, that seems so far away. You know, and I've gone through so much since then and, you know, you've been in the light before with that stuff. It makes you grow. It makes you harden a little bit. It kind of, you know, just changes you a little bit, you know, and for better or for worse, you know. But the show has, you know, given me tons of opportunity, and I'm so grateful for what it's done for me, because the show really changed my life, changed my family's life, everyone's life, you know, my friend's life too, you know, and just provided so much opportunity. But yeah, it's definitely changed me, but I think it's changed me for a better person.
I mean, do you look at the show with gratitude?
Yeah, complete gratitude. You know, all the people I've met, everything I've went through, you know, there's definitely, you definitely go through some shit, you know, like there's downs, there's ups, you know, like I've never had anxiety until I came off the show. You know what I mean? Like dealt with, you know, you saying one wrong thing that messes with somebody, you know what I mean? Like I never had like things like that, you know? And so that was definitely, because I've always been like a very happy-go-lucky person. And then, you know, then you put all the scrutiny on every single move, you know, like I'm not perfect. I'm human. I do make every single mistake that everyone else makes, you know, and I'm going to fuck up, you know, that's just who I am, you know. And my dad always says, you either learn whether it's going to hurt really bad or it's going to be really expensive. So, you know, I learned the hard way sometimes, but, you know, it's definitely also made me a better person and, you know, made me grow up a lot faster too.
Yeah. You know, I feel the same way. I was broke pretty much when I went on the show. And, you know, the show's been good to me, mostly because of the opportunities it brings. And one of the other things that's been good too, and one of the things I've admired about you from a distance is, you know, your friendships have seemed to stay close. Something that was really important to me is one of the best pieces of advice I ever got when I came off the show was keep the people in your circle that have been in your circle post show and life, you know, you'll enhance your life, but it won't change completely. What are some of the things that you've done intentionally or maybe not intentionally to keep those friendships thriving and to keep those people around you?
Yeah. You know, you've gotten it, Ben. When you get off the show, everyone wants to be your friend. You know, people you never met before, you know, celebrities, whatever. Everyone wants to be your friend. But like at the end of the day, like the people I feel safe with, the people I know that have my back are like my people from back home and the people that have always had my back, you know. And so my same friends are the same friends I grew up with. And that's who I try to keep around. I mean, I've made new friends and I'm grateful for those friendships. But to the core of it, you know, my two best friends are Katie and Molly, who I've known since seventh grade. And, you know, I live with one of the guys I went to high school with, you know, like it's just, I don't know, they're the people who humble me, keep me honest and true. And without them, I would, you know, I would be lost. So I think it's so important to keep your home people, you know, the people that help, you know, see you grow up, watch you grow up, can check you, you know, because in this world, everyone's going to tell you, yes, yeah, do that. Yeah, do that. Yeah, do that. But you need someone to tell you no. And I got the people around me that'll tell me no.
Has their view of you changed at all, you think? I mean, does the way you operate with them change?
No, you know, that's the one thing, like, I've, like, my favorite compliment I've ever gotten from my friends is, like, you're still the same old TC, you know, and, like, the same goofball idiot, but also same sweet, you know, like, I take care of my people, like, it's what I have always been, whether I have, you know, money in my pocket or I don't, I'm gonna find a way to help take care of you, you know, and that's just the person I am. And my friends have always, you know, that's why we stick together, because like we take care of each other, you know, it's not, sometimes it's them taking care of me and me taking care of them. And that's why I feel comfortable and safe with my friends.
And it's, it is. And I mean it when I say it, I think it's, it doesn't always happen. You know, you've been around this franchise long enough to see how it can, take people in, eat them up, spit them out. They're left looking left and right. And nobody's left there to stand anymore. And I think it's one of the cool things from watching you is having those people by you, no matter where life's brought you and no matter where life's going, they're still there. So it is,
there's a song lyric I live by, and it says, you're not on until all your people are on. And I believe it, you know, like until, you know, you know, I could be in a great place, but it's not good unless you can share with the people that matter the most to you, you know? And so like, you know, one of my best friends, we run acai stores together and we have two restaurants, you know? And so like, that to me is like, when you start to make things happen, you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that's just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the diaper stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/powersafely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
What are some of the things that your friends have said no for to you about? You know, what are some of the things that you can look back on and be like, they were there for me?
You know, just like talking me through situations, especially like when I'm going through something or something's coming down on me or, you know, or I'm feeling, or, you know, just like bad news or bad press or whatever, they're able to walk me through it, talk me through it. And, or, you know, there's been times where like, we're just doing dumb stuff. We're out, you know, having a good time. And like, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to come up. We're going to bring it over here. I'm like, all right, come on. So, because I'll be honest, man, I like to have a good time, you know, and yeah. So do my friends. So, but they're also ones to protect me too in those situations.
Oh yeah. No, I need that too. I need the friend handcuffs sometimes, pulling me exactly. Left and right.
Away. We all need it. We all need a friend that can do that for us, you know?
I would say so. Hey, before we get into some of the stuff happening now in your life, you know, you and I think have a similar you know, safe space, like our happy place. My happy place growing up was on the Indian River in Sebastian, Florida. On the inlet there, we'd fish it. My grandfather and his whole family always had a house there. And we'd go down and fish and just take the boat out. And when the waves were small enough, we could actually out to the ocean. Where's your happy space? You know, your life swirls around you 100 miles an hour. Where do you find peace?
It's Jupiter, man. It's home. It's being with my friends, being in my gym that I built in the garage, being on the boat. You know, it's that's my happy place. Being with my dad on the job site, like those things right there make me happy. And like I've found, like you can do two things: you can feed your soul, or you can feed your ego. You know, and you know, New York's fun, and I have a blast up there. I have great friends up there too. But there's, you know, you can parade around there and party and go to all the clubs and the events and all that stuff, but that just feeds your ego, and that stuff to me is not very fulfilling. So I love it when I can come home, be with my people. You know, I have so much work down here now. I got houses I'm building. Like, I just love being here. So, you know, especially it's damn cold in New York right now. So I'm really enjoying being here right now. But yeah, Jupiter is my home. It's my happy place. Like, this is like where I want to have a family and kids and retire and coach high school football one day.
Yeah. You don't need too many more people feeding your ego. People are pumping you up pretty high. You need some friends to just, like, you know, put you back at center.
All my friends that joke on me. You know, that's why I come home.
Yeah. It's healthy for you. Exactly. It's healthy. Well, hey, before we get into the real Dirty Dancing, which I know is a big deal and something you're pumped about, what is going on with your houses? I see it on Instagram. I saw the other day your grandma was there checking it out with you. That was your grandma, right?
Am I correct? That's my Nana. Yep.
You're building some houses in Jupiter. Are those your houses? What's going on?
Yeah, no, I got my construction company moving and going now. I got four houses that I'm building right now. Two are out the ground, two more in permitting, and then those are just spec homes, and I have two more under contract with other people that we're going to build for them. So six houses total. We're busy. It's exciting. Like, these houses, the spec homes I'm designing, you know, my dad's throwing his two cents in here. It's like fun. We get to work together on them now, but it's really, you know, me getting my hands on it and getting after it. And the market's hot here, man. I hope it sells and hope it goes. So I want to keep doing this and keep growing it and see where I can go.
Do you think this is the path for you? Like, I think there's, I'm not saying you're there yet, because I have no clue if you are, but there's that moment, it happened for me last July, where all of a sudden I have a pivot point where it's like, okay, do I want to invest into the things that are like more business related, less entertainment related, less, front facing to the world and more behind the scenes? Do you feel like you're getting close to that point where entertainment is maybe not the path, but like construction, you know, like you said, coaching football is?
Yeah. You know, my dream is one day is when I'm 40 to stop everything and, mm-hmm. and just be a full-time dad and coach high school football and help kids go mm-hmm. to college. But until then, I want to run it up with construction, entertainment. I'm so up in the entertainment world. I love it. I have fun with it. I want to see where that world goes, but I also know that construction is something I get to share with my dad and share with my people down here. And like, we take so much pride in it that it's going to create a lot of opportunities as well. So, you know, I dabble in both, but I think longevity wise, construction is going to be something that I want to stay in for a long time, because everyone's going to need a house. Everyone's going to want something built, and everyone keeps moving to Florida. So y'all keep moving and I'll keep building. All right.
Florida is a hot spot. My parents just moved down there, and I'm telling you, the market is hot. They get in at the right time. Well, you have been busy. You came out with a book this year. You're also, you know, you're premiere of the Real Dirty Dancing just happened. Let's start with, and we're going to go out of order here, but let's start with the Real Dirty Dancing.
Do it.
You're doing this. Well, first off, I remember, and tell me if I'm wrong, I think I remember your intro package on The Bachelor. You were like dancing through a house, right?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, that was a thing. So has dance moves always been, like dancing always been a part of your life? Is this something you've always enjoyed?
Yeah, Ben, I almost flunked out of college my first semester. And my football coaches were like, all right, well, we need to get your GPA up. So they threw me in dance classes. And Ben, it was me and 30 girls in ballet. You know, how could you not like it?
Yeah.
And so I loved it. I was the weird guy in the class, but everyone was so cool. I learned so much from everybody. And then I just kept taking it. I took hip hop. I took African dance. I took all movement for men. I took all these different dance classes. And I was so close to getting a minor until my coach told me to scram. But I just like, I became so fond of dancing. And then I became the drunk guy on the dance floor, always like having the best time. Like that was always me, even if I was embarrassing myself, you know, like I always had a blast dancing and grab my friends. We'd all dance. So loved it. And then this opportunity came. I was like, heck yeah. I don't care what they pay me. Just get me out there.
Yeah. The Dancing with the Stars was an option.
Nah, they haven't come calling. So maybe they see my moves now. They might want to call me, but you know, I speaking to Matt, that's a grind. Dancing with the Stars is tough.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. You know, it's interesting because I was watching last night and I had no judgment on how good I thought you'd be. I had no clue. You're a good dancer. Like you are. Like you've got moves. You're not embarrassing.
You're being nice, Ben. But yeah, no, it was fun, you know. And like we'd get a dance. We'd learn our dance the night before we had to perform. You know, like we'd have 24 hours to get it right. And it's a testament to some of the coaches we had around us that kind of helped guide us a little bit. But you know, the people, you know, we worked hard at it. We were sweating. We were grinding. Lonnie was an incredible dance partner. She, you know, we pushed each other very hard, and you know, it was fun. And like I said, I guess those dance classes in college, I guess, paid off a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and not to switch gears completely, but you did mention you're dedicating doing this to your mother, who unfortunately has passed away. Why was it important to dedicate this to your mom?
Because she always was like the one who pushed me to like to take chances and do things. This is something like dancing is something you have to really just throw yourself out there and take a chance. You know, you can't hold back. If you hold back, you look like an idiot. You know, it's a very vulnerable thing to dance, you know. And my mom was always also the life of the party, and so she'd always be the one dancing and I'd always be the one joining her and having fun. And so you know, just like if she was here, she'd be having so much fun watching this with me, you know. So I knew, like, going, like, I remember the first time we went out and did the dance, and like we were all like, just to see who we're paired up with, I was kind of like nervous, you know. I was like staying inside, you know what I mean, like in a box. Yeah. And we all went away, and I was like, man, tighten up, man. Make mama proud. Go out there and dance like you're supposed to dance. Just cut it loose. And after that, I was a changed dancer. I was out there getting it, having fun. And so we just live by it. Me and my brothers, we always say, make mama proud. And she wouldn't be proud if we were holding back, that's for sure.
Is it emotional for you at all in that moment?
Yeah, you know, because you know, if I catch myself slipping ever, I'm like, man, would mom be proud of this? Well, you know, make mama proud. And you know, when I was half-ass dancing, you know, it was like, come on, man, get right, you know. And there's definitely talking about it got emotional, you know. But you know, it's something I've learned to live with, and now just learn to honor her, you know, through all this.
You know, it's I don't know. I can't say it's unfortunate, but it's unique to be in a public spotlight, kind of at the peak of your notoriety, and something like this happens. For anybody listening out there, and there's a wide range of people, and I'm assuming some have lost somebody close to them. We'll keep it at that. What's your advice to them? Like, how could you speak some truth into them to help them feel less alone?
Yeah. First of all, don't isolate yourself. You know, definitely the easiest thing to do is isolate yourself, but you just dig in a deeper hole. As soon as that happened, all my friends surrounded me, you know, and we just stuck together. And there'd be times where I would try and step out and do something with them, and then I'm like, no, this doesn't feel comfortable. And they take me back to, you know, home and make sure I'm good, you know. So surround yourself with the people that love you and you love them. You know, that's definitely one. And grief comes in waves, you know. You're good one day, and then next day something comes up or reminds you of something, and you know, and it hits you. But that's a beautiful thing. And you know, there's a song from Ed Sheeran, and he says, "A heart that's been broken is a heart that's been loved." You know, and the reason why you're sad is because that person loved you and you loved them, and you know, it's a beautiful thing. And so it's just trying to learn how to get perspective on things, because it's definitely tough to see the bigger picture.
Yeah,
you know, me and my dad still think about it. Like, damn, I wish she was still here. I wish she was still around to see this or to see that. You know, she'd be having a ball, but hey, that's how life is. And you just got to learn, like, life is fragile. Life is gentle. And every interaction you have could be your last. So just make the most of it.
Yeah, it's tough, though. And, you know, we've never been able to talk, but, you know, I'm sorry you went through that. But I'm also, you know, you've been a good example Again, it's so crazy to me how somebody like you who can come on the show, life changes. You know, you keep, like you said, you keep mentioning your friends here. You keep mentioning the people you surround yourself with. And I would truly believe from an outside perspective, that's probably one of the reasons why you've been so successful, is because you have that safe place to fall back on and that place to come back to. And so credit to your friends. Shout out to the group of people around you.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. You get in this world and you know, people all want to come into your life. And I've taken bad advice. I've gotten burned, you know, all this stuff. And it just reminds you who's got you and who's important. And then you just learn to stick with that.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about using your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call
1-800-DISCOVER to get the service that you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
As every parent knows, kids seem to be everywhere all at once. It's tough for even the most watchful mom and dads to protect their little ones from every single thing. Duracell understands that. That's why they're deeply committed to lithium coin battery safety. Lithium coin batteries power many important things around people's homes, including things that young children may have access to. So Duracell not only educates parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of lithium coin battery safety, but they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Even Duracell's packaging is child secure and designed to avoid accidental opening. Because they believe that their product should provide more than just power, they should also provide peace of mind. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely. Available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip. And I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
So back to the show then a little bit. Why should people tune in to The Real Dirty Dancing? Why would people enjoy this, want to watch it? Give a little shout out here.
Yeah, no, I think this show, one, is just so lighthearted. I mean, hey, if you're watching The Bachelorette, you're getting torn and beat up all the time. The drama, come watch their Dirty Dancing, you know, where it's soft, it's fun, it's lighthearted. It's eight people having a blast, you know, and we're recreating an iconic movie. You know, we're doing the scenes, we're dancing, we're giving it our all, but you also see people grow so much. I think one of the greatest stories is Brie Bella and, you know, where she comes from in the beginning of the show and to where she gets to the end of the show, you see her grow so much and like start to just embody who Baby is. And even more so herself, you know, she's like, I've been a mom for so long. I haven't felt sexy. And she just kills it. And she's so sexy and so amazing. And, you know, Lonnie, the same, you know, she goes out there and just shows you can be anybody and anyone and go out there and dance and have a good time. And Kat, you know, she's been a mom of six and just like, finding herself again and just so many cool stories. And Angela, you know, being this little Christian girl and but like, boom, now I'm dancing, doing all these things and just being sexy. It's okay to be sexy. It's okay to have fun. And yeah. And I got my shirt off a lot. So
yeah. Yeah.
You always find a way to get my shirt off, Ben.
I was going to say, you can keep putting that back on. I have a wife on Instagram as well. And I'm trying to protect her from people.
You have a beautiful wife, Ben. She's got a great man. You're good, man. Congratulations on all that, dude. Hopefully I'll be following your footsteps soon and all that.
Yeah, that it is worth it. It's incredible. But I'm nervous for the day that she looks at me and she goes, hey, there's these muscles on Tyler's gut. And like, do they exist for everybody? Because I haven't seen them on you yet. I'm nervous. Nah,
it's all right. It's all right. You're doing just fine, I think.
Nah, I believe so. We're thriving. Well, you know, the show is super fun. And I do think you see the stories unfold as you watch it. Just as we close up here, you know, I saw on Instagram today, you called it the summer house. I think it's summer camp.
Summer camp.
So behind the scenes, even when the cameras are rolling, you're on the dance floor. Were you guys growing together in the show?
Oh, we were having a blast. Even the dancers, you know, that worked the show became like so close with us. They were so amazing. And they were just such like someone for us to lean on when we're going, like when we're struggling dancing or whatever. But I mean, once cameras were off, there was like an arcade and we put a boombox in the arcade and people were dancing and drinking and just having a good time, getting to know each other. It was legit summer camp. You know, we'd have bonfires, we'd wander all over the place. We had so much fun. So like, it really was summer camp. And like, I hate, like when we left, I hated being gone. I wanted to come back and hang out with everybody and go back to summer camp. So maybe we'll have Dirty Dancing too when we go back to camp. So
that's right. Yeah, it's crazy too. It's really cool to see parents let loose a little bit. They have the place, the environment. Well, you also have a book that I want to get make sure to mention. You Deserve Better is the title. What made you want to write this book, and then why should people pick it up?
Yeah. You know, the whole part of this book, you know, the reason why I wanted to write it is I wanted to have a conversation. You know, when I got off the show, everyone was freaking out about fantasy suites and, oh, Tyler is a feminist king and all this shit. I'm just a guy. And, like, you know, going through all that and seeing all this, you know, stuff written up on all these websites and all that stuff, I'm like, I just did what I hope my brother does, what every other guy, all my friends, you know, help all of them do is like, no is no, respect is respect, you know? And so I wanted to create a conversation about consent and all these things. And then the book just kind of grew from there, you know? And, you know, respect's always been a big thing with my dad and my mom. And, you know, I felt like, you know, there's something that needed to be talked about. Cause if I'm getting all this praise for the bare minimum, then we have a long ways to go. And so I wanted to kind of create that dialogue and start that talk and show that everyone does deserve better.
That's right, man. Well, continue just thriving. We're wishing the best here. I'm wishing the best, man. Thanks for joining us today. Thanks for sharing your story. Again, you can go check out The Real Dirty Dancing featuring many, but also featuring Bachelor Nation's Tyler Cameron and also the book You Deserve Better. Tyler, just to send us off here, for any listeners out there, what's on your heart today? What's on your mind? What do you want to share with them as we say goodbye?
Appreciate you, Ben.
Hey, thanks, man.
Of course, brother. Be good.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Child-proofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, they also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.